Its current state here on WKAR, small businesses are crucial to the American economy. So why not equip our youth with the skills and knowledge to start their own? The Young Entrepreneurs Academy does just that by teaching and mentoring middle and high school students all over the country. The local chapter of YEA is in downtown Lansing at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Joining us for Neighbors in Action today is the local program manager for YEA, Anita Lindsay. Hi, Anita.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Also with us, volunteer mentor Liz Breed. Hi, Liz.
Hi, thank you.
We're also joined by a student who just went through the YEA program last year, Trip Gallagher. Trip, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Anita, give us an overview of how YEA works. How long is the program? What do the students get out of this?
Sure. So it's a 30-week after-school program. It occurs on Wednesdays from 4 to 7, and it essentially takes the students through the process of learning how to start and run their own real business, from pitching the idea to local investors, but first brainstorming the idea. We bring in local entrepreneurs. We have instructors that teach them how to write their own business plan, and they'll really open real businesses at the end of this program.
Are the instructors the mentors?
No, we have...
Like Liz or not?
Nope, we have different instructors, trained instructors that come in. We have three different instructors throughout the year, but we also bring in guest speakers, mentors, and go on field trips.
Well, Liz, you're a mentor in the program. Describe what this experience has been like for you. What do you bring to this?
It's a great experience. What's really nice is to be able to help the students kind of evaluate their idea. So I think that's what the mentor's role is. They receive instruction in class, but the mentor can kind of help them think through the process and ask them questions to kind of get them moving in the right direction.
And what's your skill set in particular? What qualifies you to be a mentor?
Well, I have kind of a unique skill set. I'm a librarian.
Everybody feels that way, right?
I'm not an entrepreneur, so I think is what maybe makes me unique. I'm a librarian, and I used to help small businesses in this area. I now work in Jackson, but that's sort of been a passion of mine for a long time. So I have the ability to help the students evaluate the information that they're bringing in and
I see.
Provide them guidance in that way.
And this is not pretending to start a business. Do I have that right? This is
correct.
Actually launching a business.
So they open a DBA, and we connect them with local credit unions.
DBA,
doing business as, or they can select to apply for an LLC.
Okay. Trip, when did you first get interested in possibly starting your own business?
Well, this program really got me interested in it. They came to my school in the fall of last year, and I applied, got in. So
that was where?
Went from there.
Where were you attending
school? Lansing Catholic High School.
Okay, very good. And what was your product or business idea?
My product was the Queen Case, which was a phone case made out of the material coming from recycling plastic water bottles. And the profits were donated to the Flint water crisis.
What was the hardest part about making that idea a reality?
Definitely production, because it's hard to get something like that manufactured, and I ended up starting by 3D printing them.
No kidding. A 3D printing manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? And where did that take place?
In my basement. I used the funds that I won from the Young Entrepreneurs Academy business competition to purchase a 3D printer and start manufacturing.
How about that? Really interesting. What kind of shape is the business in today?
Not really anymore, because the Flint water crisis is kind of winding down or is finished. But back a few months ago, it was doing pretty well. So,
how often do you run into a young entrepreneur like Trip who earmarks profits toward a greater cause than their own accumulation, their own income?
Right.
That seems to be a trend.
Well, I think that maybe Tripp started that trend. He had that right off the bat and ended up having a few other students from the course.
I hear about this more and more often. I mean, young people
giving back
from the get-go.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of a big motivation Was that an essential part of your inspiration?
Yes, that was
inspiration
the main
here?
Focus.
That was the main
product,
focus.
So.
How do you keep track, of how many students continue their businesses after graduation, Anita?
We have kept in touch. We've brought the students into different projects and events that we've had. So we certainly intend to keep in touch and track of what the students are doing.
Are you still accepting applications for 2016-17?
We are accepting applications. They can go to our website or give us a call at the chamber, and we can give them an application. You can apply online.
What are your volunteer needs?
We are looking for guest speakers, entrepreneurs, accountants, attorneys, insurance agents, marketing, advertising, any component that is related to business in general.
Understood. How do you get accepted exactly?
So you fill out the application. There's a few essay questions. You come in. We bring in the students for a quick interview to make sure the program's the right fit, and you are accepted if you have the passion, the motivation, the drive to be in the program.
And you accept some pretty young kids here, if I remember correctly.
We do. It is open nationally. We accept 11 to 18-year-olds.
Okay, very good. We are talking with three participants in the local Yay chapter. It is the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. Anita Lindsay is the local program manager for Yay. Also with us, volunteer mentor Liz Breed and Trip Gallagher, who went through the Yay program just last year and created plastic cases for cell phones out of recycled or out of 3D printing there. Explain what you bring, Liz, what do you enjoy about volunteer mentoring?
Well, a lot. It's really rewarding to be able to help the students make this idea that they've had in their head into a real, tangible thing, and it's exciting to be part of that process.
But, how long have you been associated with this?
Last year was my first year. And I really liked it a lot. One of the things that was really rewarding for me was to go to the trade show at the end. So all of the students have to have something to exhibit at the trade show. And some of them have services, so they're promoting their service. And it was at Meridian Mall. And so they're interacting with the public, and this is one of the first times that they actually get to showcase to the public what they've been working on.
So how many participants have you directly worked with?
Well, I had one student in particular that I worked with pretty regularly for the six-week period that the mentors work with the students. But then I also helped out with some of the other students as well, so probably four or five total.
Which one will you remember the best, and why?
That's a really tough question because they were all fantastic. The one that I was assigned to work with pretty regularly, Forrest, I probably will remember him probably the most just because we worked most closely together. He started a candle business and used soy wax and lead-free wicks and did really well in the competition. And he was the winner, mm-hmm. the main winner. At the end, and then he also chose to donate a portion of his revenue to pancreatic cancer research. So,
what did he win?
He won a trip to New York.
Right. So the semifinalists, one student from each chapter gets to go to New York, all expenses paid, to then pitch their idea a second time in front of investors to get scholarship money.
They don't meet with Donald Trump, do they?
No. Well, who knows what will happen this year, right?
You're hired. That's what we want to hear, right? Trip, what are some of the things that you will remember from this experience?
Well, some of the instructors I really, really liked, and I am glad to hear that they're coming back this year for this year's students. But I also really learned a lot in this class about just like the business world and especially networking. Like, it really taught me how to get my name out there and like network with adults that never really had done that before. I learned how to write an effective business plan, which is really helpful for the class.
You're attending college?
No, I'm a senior at Lansing Catholic High School.
But are you attending college after you graduate?
Yes.
Okay. What are your plans? Anything business related?
I've been applying to some schools. My number one choice is probably the Naval Academy, but I've also been looking at Wharton at University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, understood. Well, definitely business school there. So who do you think should apply for this program, Trip? I mean, what kinds of interests would someone have who would enjoy this experience?
Anyone who wants to learn more about starting a business or small businesses in general, or has a drive to start their own business, should definitely apply to this program.
Anita, talk to us here in terms of the future of the, now, do you recruit kids from the Lansing? Is your focus the greater Lansing area then for all practical purposes?
Yes, Lansing school districts, private schools, outer has like Grand Ledge, anyone. We really do try to broadcast this program.
Mm-hmm. And how are you funded? This is if I remember correctly, Chamber of Commerce Foundation project.
Right. So sponsors. We have business sponsors from around the area, members, non-members. Anyone can give to this program. We're looking for sponsors currently to help fund field trips and the investor panel. Last year we gave away $5,000 to the student businesses, and so.
Why, Liz? How would you recommend becoming a mentor here for someone hearing this?
Well, I think if people are interested, to contact Anita, and she will kind of step them through the process and assign mentors to students, and kind of see what the incoming class is like, and then make those assignments.
But who makes a good mentor?
Well, somebody that can do the time commitment. That's for sure. You need to be able to be there every week for about a 6-week period of time and really work with the students when you're there. But anybody that has, you don't have to necessarily be an entrepreneur if you have a skill set that taps into one of the areas that the students are working on. So like Anita was mentioning, accounting, marketing, advertising, legal things. If you have some type of expertise in that area, I think you would be a good mentor.
And Anita, quickly, the website to learn more?
michamber.com/young-entrepreneurs.
michamber.com is
sure.
really the
yes,
starting
right.
the
that
starting
where...
place there.
Yes.
We want to thank our three guests. Anita Lindsay is the local program manager for YAY, the Young Entrepreneurs Academy. Also with us, volunteer mentor Liz Breed and Trip Gallagher graduated through the program. Thanks to one and all. Good luck to you.
Thank you.